Government has rejected accusations that the cost of the Malam Kaswa interchange has been inflated. Delivering the second Alhaji Ali Mahama Memorial Lectures last night in Accra, the flag bearer of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, called on President Mahama to check the figures again, believing that if the project is reopened for tendering, the nation will save more than half of what the government has signed up to. But in a sharp rebuttal, the Minister for Roads and Highways, Alhaji Inusa Fuseni, says Nana Addo got his facts wrong.
It appears to me that he has been ill-informed or misinformed by his advisors. Nana Addo talks about interchange. As well, we'll have three interchanges, one approaching the main interchange and another one after the main interchange. As well, we'll have ancillary work, 20 kilometers of asphalt road in the Gansaf, in the Wutu. And the Wutu Senya constituency. Kaswa's project will involve the construction of a clinic to replace the old one and other social amenities part of the implementation of the project. Kaswa will involve the construction of a road from Kaswa to Amasaman so that people who are traveling to that part of Accra need not go through the Kaswa interchange up to Kaneshi or Doko and traverse a Pukuma cycle and then go back to Sabah. They can just cut across and go to Amasaman. So in criticizing the project, it's important that we look at the heads of activity and the costs attached to those heads of activity and then do a critical evaluation of the cost before you can come to a conclusion whether the project has been overpriced or not. But more important, it was not the sole discretion of the Ministry of Roads and Highways in awarding the contract to the contractor for execution. This country has processes and has got countervailing institutions to ensure that we have value for money for projects that are delivered for the country. There is a value for money audit that is done on all EPC contracts. Nanado says we should open up the project for tendering. That betrays his lack of understanding of contract administration in this country. This is a contract that is wholly sponsored and funded by funds received from the Brazilian government. And that contract is an EPC contract. And the procurement laws of this country allow procurement of services from contractors who fund the project. So it's not government of Ghana money or World Bank money that will allow you to go for competitive tender. And so it's a serious indictment on his understanding of contract administration.
Nana Addo was comparing the Malam Kaswa interchange to that of the N1 highway. How do the two compare?
How much is the N1 highway? Again, he's misinformed. The length of the N1 highway and the cost of the N1 highway cannot compare to the Kaswa interchange. And you see, I don't want to sound as if I want to embarrass Nana Akufo-Addo. Wisdom and good sense would have dictated that he engages with the Ministry of Roads and Highways. And he's a public officer. I mean, he's somebody who has the public interest at heart. And no officer of the Ministry of Roads and Highways will deny him information if he comes to inquire as to what is going to go into the Kaswa interchange. And in any case, the Kaswa interchange and contract is a public document. It was laid in Parliament. His members of Parliament had opportunity to evaluate the contract. His members of Parliament, the MPP members of Parliament, did not say that the Kaswa interchange is inflated or too expensive because they were taken through the processes. They had primary information on what was going to go into the project. That's why they didn't come to that conclusion. So how did he come to that conclusion? Who didn't get the document? Who was not in Parliament? How did he come to that conclusion? I think it's unfortunate that a person seeking to lead this country would make such statements which are not founded on any fact.
On road maintenance, Alhaji Fuseni said government is doing a lot in that regard.
In 1986, this country decided that they were going to set up an institution dedicated to the maintenance of roads. Again, you see, Nana Addo doesn't know. The road fund was set up principally to maintain roads. And that's why we, in buying fuel, you pay some money towards the maintenance of the roads. That's why you, in crossing a toll bridge, you pay some money towards the maintenance of roads and those bridges. That is why international transit levy is put on vehicles that use the road network in this country towards the maintenance of those roads. So on a yearly basis, huge amounts of money are put into the maintenance of those roads. Can you imagine if those roads were not being maintained year after year, what the state of the roads would have been in Ghana? But the challenge is huge. In 2006, in 1996, when the Road Fund Act was brought into being, we had a total of 36,000 kilometers of road network that we ought to maintain. At that time, Road Fund Levy, as part of the petroleum price build-up, was 6 cents per liter. Today, we have more than 71,000 kilometers of road to maintain. And the contribution of the road fund levy as part of the petroleum price build-up is about 2 cents. So it clearly shows that the road fund, the money in the road fund, are overstretched. And that is why government, this government, the government of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, has come out with a policy to put asphaltic concrete overlays on most of the roads that are already in existence to give us a long fund and free resources in the road fund to maintain those bituminous roads that we have, which will not be affected by this concrete overlay.